Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
It is 7:20 on a Sunday morning, and that means it's time for Hancock and Kelly. First of all, this segment starts like it's starting to feel like it's where in the world is John Hancock? John Hancock, where are you?
I'm at the train station in Sheffield waiting for our train to St. Pancras in London.
What are you doing there?
So just another couple days in London, and then we're headed back. I was in Sheffield for the World Championships of Snooker. And we're departing Sheffield this afternoon.
And how was that, the World Championships of Snooker?
Oh, it was wonderful. So Jack Jones won last night, the semifinals, and he's making his first appearance ever in the finals. So we're very excited.
Me too, John. All right, let's talk a little politics. Let me start with you. What is your assessment of this protest issue on campuses across the country?
Well, I think it's clear to me that this has been organized for quite some time, and the anti-Semitism is just more than I ever expected I would ever see, especially in our country. And I think politically, it's hurting the Democrats as this thing continues to go on and on and on. And the rupture that Joe Biden has with young voters is a real problem.
All right, Michael, can you weigh in here on your thoughts?
Yeah, the actual protests themselves are confounding to me. I understand young people wanting to express themselves, but the rhetoric and the passion don't line up because it doesn't seem consistent to me. It also does feel like it's organized, and I think John's got a pretty accurate point there. And who isn't depressed with the behavior and the anti-Semitism that we're seeing expressed? And the real problem here for Joe Biden is this is a problem. Now, young voters can sometimes have an outsized effect on elections. And I'm thinking about Barack Obama's first time running for president. We saw a dramatic increase of young people. But the little dirty secret of politics is young people really don't participate at the levels that that others do. So, you know, the president has a principal position here. He's going to continue to stand by it. He says that we need to recalibrate. I think that's a message he's going to be sharing with young voters. And then he's got to help voters understand at the end of the day, they have a binary choice between he and Donald Trump. And that's a difficult needle to thread, but that's what he's got to be able to do between now and November to ensure victory.
Well, back to the campus protests, you say organized. By who?
That's a good question, right? We've seen everything from printed signs to matching tents to even similar talking points and literature that's being handed out. And I think there's an there's a network in this country of anti-Semitism that I didn't know existed. And I think that's probably where the funding has to be coming from.
John, let me ask you, do you think these young people are being, for lack of a better word, snookered by an organized effort?
Yeah, I really do. And I don't know who's funding it, but it's clearly of Arab origin, and the support for, you know, it's not the support for the Palestinians is one thing, but the overt support of Hamas, a terrorist organization that just slaughters and kills innocent people, that is altogether something I would never have expected to see in this country. But that's, you know, that may not be the entirety of the sentiment, but that sentiment is out there.
Yeah, what I don't understand about the protests mainly is that they're talking about the genocide that's occurring in Gaza, and no one seems to be reflecting back on the original attack by Hamas, which was against the Israeli people. It also meets the definition of genocide. Burning babies does meet that definition. So, Michael, why is that being glossed over and instead pointed in another direction?
Yeah, I have no clue. And let me throw into the mix Ukraine. I mean, if people are talking about oppression and injustice, et cetera, which is some of the rhetoric I've heard, that's Ukraine as well. I don't have an answer for what's going on here, Scott. I don't understand it. I've tried to talk to folks who lived through the 60s, and they talk about the unrest and the anger and the pent-up energy that existed in youth. And I think that exists today. Maybe it's even heightened by the fact that we have social media and there's peer pressure for these folks to continue to try to put together content, et cetera. But I'm just one of those people scratching my head.
John, how do you think former President Trump will handle this as we go forward in the election process?
Well, I've been away for over a week, so I don't know that he's commented on it. I suspect he will focus on the unrest and the lack of law and order, and will attempt to tie that in more broadly to law and order issues that exist in the cities all across the country. But as I say, I've not been privy to his rhetoric for the last several days.
And Michael, in terms of President Biden, what do you think he should be doing in terms of his message while the campaign is going on?
I just want to comment that I wish I had the luxury of not being privy to what the former president says, but it feels like it's 24/7 in our face. I think President Biden is doing what he has to do, which is standing by the principles of which he got elected. This is a man who has, as they like to point out, nearly a half century of public positions and standing with Israel. No one should be surprised where he stands. I think what we could notice, though, is over the last month or so, we've heard the president say, hey, wait, what's happening in Gaza right now is problematic and we need to recalibrate. And they've pushed heavily in diplomacy to switch some of the behaviors. And I think they're starting to get some success. I think that's what the president has to focus on. And then he's got to get this back to the conversation of whether or not people want to go back to the chaos of the 4 years of Donald Trump, or whether they want to stick with Joe Biden, an experienced, compassionate, and rationally thinking president.
All right. Well, John Hancock, safe travels to you.
Thanks. Catching my train now.
All right. Hop on board. And thanks, Michael Kelly.
See you guys.
All right. It is 727 Total Information AM Sunday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.